Your little hands wrapped around my finger, and it's so quiet in the world tonight.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going in depth today with Andrea Coleman. She's the executive director of TLC of Hastings, and we so enjoy learning more about the organization and getting caught up on all the fun things going on there. Andrea, how have you been?
I have been wonderful, Mo. I am a fair weather person, so I'm looking for more beautiful fair weather ahead and loving these sunshine-filled days that we have.
Oh, I know. When spring finally comes to Minnesota, you know, we had a very mild winter, I know, but when it officially comes, it just really is such a time of rebirth and of great joy, I think. So yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. How are things at the organization, TLC?
Things have been really busy. For us, that's a good thing. It's always good to know that people need your services, that they're finding you when they need those services, and that they're hearing about you from friends, family, other people in the community who think that they could benefit from the things that we have to offer here.
And for people that might be listening and really don't know much about TLC of Hastings, would you be so kind as to give an overview?
Sure. TLC of Hastings has now, we're going on our 15th year of serving in the community.
Oh, wow.
And we have expanded since we came to this community with so many different services, things that we found were needs that just weren't being met by other organizations, and that kind of fell under our umbrella of care. So we do everything from pregnancy tests to options counseling to talking to young people about some of the concerns and questions they have about some of the choices they're making, especially things to do with relationships and adolescents. And then we have ultrasounds comes under our medical umbrella. We do lactation consults and baby cafe for new mamas and littles. And actually, they don't have to be brand new. Sometimes there's concerns as your baby grows about their nutrition and their growth. And so we can meet them wherever they're at. And we provide mentoring. We provide life coaching for men and women and for families. And a host of other things that pop up without us even knowing there's needs, and then being able to, you know, just kind of dig in and meet them where they are.
Andrea, really, it is so amazing what you do and how you have expanded to meet the needs of people. It really shows that God has a hand in what you do, because you never could accomplish this if it were not by the help of all these wonderful volunteers that come out of the woodwork to make this organization work.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you mentioned our volunteers, Mo, because those are really the heartbeat of this ministry. People who see the vision, who also have a real love for people in the community that are facing something that's going to be difficult for them or is a struggle, and just need extra people in their lives. And our volunteers do the bulk of our coming alongside for classes, the encouraging them throughout a pregnancy or as they're parenting, or even a new mom who's going through sleep deprivation and feeling a little isolated at home with a new baby, and getting them, you know, to first connecting with them and then getting them to come in and meet other moms and connecting with people in this community and having professional help as well. We always have several nurses here to speak to any medical questions they have. And then we also have up to 3 certified lactation consultants who can really work them through their struggles and their questions, and then identify what their goals are and help come alongside them in meeting those goals.
Really a full broad spectrum of everything that you could need if you're a new mom or an expectant mom. You mentioned your classes. Do you want to give an overview of some of your classes and maybe some that you have coming up that our listeners might be interested in?
Sure. Our classes are amazing. They are done by professionals as well. If it's a class on anything medical, there's usually a doctor, a nurse, midwives, doulas, people who would actually be the best to answer those questions doing the teaching in those classes. They're all done via video. So what I love about that is if there is a change, the one place that shows up most is in car seat safety. You know, car seat safety is constantly changing to to make it the best and the safest for our littles. And we used to get up to 6 different new corrected video classes a year when we had to get them on a DVD. And now they can be changed because it's a streaming system that we do use. So they can be changed at the very moment that those changes are done. And then next time we do the class, it's all up to date. So we have over 200 classes on everything from relationships to pregnancy to parenting to toddlers and first year, different benchmarks for littles. We have classes for older children on discipline and how to foster self-confidence, how to create children with empathy towards others, to single parenting, how to make that work, to co-parenting when you're not living with the mother or father of your children and you're trying to make that be the best experience for both, to things that kind of go even more personal, to how to parent without shame, blending families, understanding trauma, and then positive partnerships with healthy boundaries and how to put those boundaries in place in relationships and what a healthy relationship looks like. To everything else in between, like I said, over 200 classes, which are all done one-on-one. So we're able to meet the person who comes in with the class that best suits their situation to jump right in and customize it to their needs. And each person who takes those classes is assigned their own mentor. So they meet with that same mentor who goes through a training to be a mentor so they can respond to their questions and provide extra resources for them for everything that comes up. But the mentor meets with them each week and then they build a relationship here at the center through those meetings and help identify other ways that or other needs they might have that we can come alongside.
You know, I had no idea you had so many different kinds of classes. Is that something also that people could watch some of these videos on their own?
So our first preference, Mo, that's a great question, is to build relationships and to see, you know, try to see these people once a week for an hour. That's a great time for them. As I said, if they have a mentor, if they've been assigned their own mentor, they check in. They can, you know, ask them about whatever they were visiting with the week before. Maybe it's about applying for a job. Maybe they did a class on potty training or how to get your child to sleep through the night. And they're doing a check-in on how's that going? Did any of the things that we learned in the class work for you, or any surprises, anything surprised you about, you know, using some of those tools? So I just love the fact that wherever they are, whatever class that they need, we have listings that we have in person that we can hand out, but we can also send them digitally. So they can kind of look through them and decide, you know, what would suit me best right now? What is something that I'm most interested in? So maybe they're struggling with a 2-year-old who's not eating, not wanting to eat well and not a healthy eater or eating very little, or they don't know if how much their child's eating is enough. We have a great class on toddler nutrition where we could jump right in and do that class. It's a 20-minute video and then different questions that are asked so that we know that they've gotten the key points from the video. And we always start with a pretest and a post-test that we just send right to their phone so they can kind of identify the things they don't know yet about whatever class they're taking. And then on the hindsight of the class, after they've done the video and done the class, they do the same test, the post-test. And, you know, chances are more often than not, they get 100% on that test after the class because they've already gotten those questions answered. So just a great program all in all. That's all I can say for it. The other thing that I like to tell people is we definitely really love to come alongside young parents and first-time parents and parents who have a lot of anxiety about, maybe they have a lot of anxiety about the pregnancy. They might have we hear a lot of anxiety, as is expected, about labor and delivery. And so being able to kind of give them the control of seeing what that looks like and giving them options through a labor and delivery. The classes that we love to focus on are natural comfort measures, the medical pain relief and interventions that will be available, how to train their birth coach so that they feel like when they go in for that labor and delivery experience, they're somewhat prepared. It's not like going blindly into this complete unknown area if it's their first time. So we do those classes. And then if there's needs, maybe they're struggling financially. Maybe they don't have families who will give them showers. Maybe they're very concerned about just buying diapers in the onset, you know, because everything is so much more expensive nowadays. And if that's the case, they can earn, by taking these classes, they're earning 10 parenting dollars to use towards the boutique to buy everything from car seats and strollers and cribs to diapers and clothing and, you know, baby wipes and all of the consumable things too. So I just love that the program can, it kind of marries those two big needs for them, the education and the earning. But on top of that is the relationship. So finding a friend that will be with you alongside you through whatever part of your journey you want them to be.
And you know, Andrea, I think maybe a lot of people are under the assumption that you really care for people, women in particular, that are expecting a baby versus you do so much aftercare, which is so amazing. And I think that's what makes you such a wonderful full service organization to really help people. Because if you are starting out and you don't know a lot of these things, you maybe don't know how to even ask the right questions, but you have these wonderful mentors, and I know you also have life coaches that help people.
Yes, and that's what I love, Mo, is because sometimes we have men or women who are doing a mix of classes on prenatal or parenting or being a father, and then they have a life coach. They're taking the life coaching alongside that. So they're maybe working on some areas of their life that they want to grow through, or maybe they're going through a transition in their life, whether it's a move or a change in job or a change in career, going off to school, where they just want some help to navigate what that's going to look like and how it's going to affect their life. And so I love to tell people that all of our classes, all of the things that are provided through our baby boutique, all of our medical services that we provide here, which are pregnancy testing, ultrasound, and the lactation, they're all provided completely free of charge. We don't charge for anything here. We don't take insurance here. It's all provided because of the generosity of the community and specific people and organizations and churches in this community that really believe in the people and want them to have everything they need to be successful, to be stable, and to build strong families in this community. So if it weren't for the support of this community and the people, we wouldn't be here and be able to do all that we do.
I know you wanted to give an update on your baby cafe, which is a wonderful outreach program for new moms.
Yes, you know, that is just really taken off. And that's our great word of mouth advertising. And as I said earlier, we have a private Facebook group for baby cafe moms and women who might come under that umbrella. But we have seen that grow because the need is there for women and couples who are bringing a baby home. And it might not even be breastfeeding that they're struggling with. They may be bottle feeding and they have some concerns about their baby's eating habits. And or, you know, maybe they just want to do some weight checks. So at every baby cafe, we begin by getting basic information on the baby and then doing a weight check before baby is fed. For breastfeeding moms, they don't have that little gauge along the side of the bottle that says your baby took 2, 3, 4, 5 ounces. They have no idea how much baby's taking in. And that right there can be a huge concern. So they do a pre-feed weight and a post-feed weight so they can tell mom how much baby's taking in. Is it enough? If it's not, what are some things we might be able to help you work with to get it to be enough? Is it latch? Is it position? Is it a tongue tie or lip tie or something that another service, chiropractic or dental, could help with to help that baby be able to be more successful at eating? And so I love that so many things are addressed. And that's why we always tell parents with new babies to get them in the first week if they can, so we can correct some of those things right away and set them them up for success. We have been working to open a location in Prescott, and we are looking at opening June 1st in Prescott. That location will be right on Main Street in the St. Croix Interiors building. And we will be promoting that as we get a little closer and schedule an open house probably for later that month or July. But until then, because the need is so great, we've opened Mondays from 10 to noon up in Hastings. And so now we have 2 days, Mondays and Thursdays, same time, same place, 10 to noon. Until that Prescott location gets opened. And once that opens, we will move our Mondays over to that site.
You mentioned none of this work could happen without the generosity of people. And you have a couple of upcoming events that are going to be fundraisers. But how can we, the public, help you?
Yes. First of all, our biggest and most profitable fundraiser is our fall banquet. And that is a fundraiser event. We're always happy to celebrate all the things that this organization is doing in this community and to celebrate the people who make it possible. So the date for that is October 10th. It is a Thursday evening, and it will be out at the new Wexford at Emerald Greens this year. It is our 15-year anniversary, so this year it will be a huge celebration. And we decided to keep things kind of light and in that celebratory mood with a wonderful comedian this year who will be helping us keep it light, but also raise some funds for this amazing organization. The other event, which is not as local as right here in Hastings, but they do a great job, and I like to call awareness to it, is the Biking for Babies. They have a national ride, and this year it's July 7th through 14th. And we have been chosen to be one of their partners again this year. This will be the fourth year that they partnered with us and raised money for us. And it is young people who come together that just want to help share the information about TLC of Hastings and centers like ours so they can get a greater awareness and so that people who need our services know we exist. And then they raise money along the way and throughout that whole year leading up to the ride. And I think they've given over $1 million in the time that they've been doing this. They send a check to all the centers towards the end of the year after the ride to support the work that they do and help the people who use our services have everything they need when they turn to us.
Can you please give us some contact information?
You can find us on our website. It is at tlchastings.com, and that goes into several dropdowns that you can learn about all of our services. Our website is tlchastings.com. You can call the office at 651-437-4200, and you can send us an email at office@tlchastings.com.
Thank you so much. Andrea Coleman is the Executive Director of TLC of Hastings, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Wrapped around my finger and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Your little eyelids flutter 'cause you're dreaming, so I tuck you in, turn on your favorite night.